Welcome to the Happy Menopause Podcast with me, Jackie Lynch, nutritionist and founder of the Well 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 Nutrition Clinic, where I specialise in women's health and the menopause. There are multiple ways that diet and lifestyle can support you through the challenges of midlife. And my latest book, The Happy Menopause, Smart Nutrition to Help You Flourish, is packed with all my best nutritional advice to help you tailor your diet to your menopause symptoms. Join me and my expert guests on a journey through midlife in this podcast and find out how you can have a healthy and happy menopause. Welcome to the Happy Menopause Best Bits. My lovely podcast has just achieved the incredible feat of 500,000 downloads. 500,000! And honestly, I'm beyond excited about that. So to celebrate, I'm releasing a selection of brilliant moments from the past five series. And in the first of my best bits, we'll be hearing from Dr. Catherine Walter, the most inspiring, funny and engaging woman who's an absolute role model for all of us. I launched the Happy Menopause podcast as a monthly show back in 2019 because I felt so strongly that there wasn't enough information out there about the menopause, and especially not about the role of diet and lifestyle in managing symptoms. Since that time, the menopause had a lot of exposure in the media, which is a good thing, but I still feel that the nutrition side of things is sorely neglected, and that's why I keep going. I must be doing something right if so many of you are listening, and I want to say a big thank you to you all for tuning in. So let's get on with the first of my best bits, which comes from Season 3, Episode 6, How to Strengthen Your Bones and Muscles in Mid and Later Life. My guest was Dr. Catherine Walter, who's a shining light in the world of English language teaching and an emeritus fellow in applied linguistics at Oxford University. But she's also a world record-holding powerlifter who took up the sport at the age of 65 and hasn't looked back since. She's the perfect role model for us if we want to strengthen our bones, because her work with weights has given her the bone density of a 20-year-old. In these extracts, you'll hear how the whole thing started and how it developed.
I was on a weekend in Paris with one of my sons, and I was complaining to him because I felt that I wasn't as fit as I used to be, and I didn't have time to go to the gym five times a week. And at my age, I thought it might be the slippery slope. Now, mind you, I was not good at sports at school, and I've always been fairly fit. I do mountain walking and cross-country skiing and recreational cycling, but I've never before been a competitive athlete. But I just felt like I should be in shape as a person. And my son said, Mom, calm down. You don't need cardio, and you don't need to go to the gym five times a week. You're always running up and down stairs, cycling on the Ridgeway, walking around Oxford. That's all the cardio you need. What you need to do is lift heavy weights for a few repetitions, and you'll only have to do it twice a week.
Sounds like a perfect solution.
Where there's, it's a win-win situation. So I thought, okay.
How does he know this? Is he particularly sporty himself?
He's in the army.
Oh, I see. Okay.
He's an officer in the British Army.
Oh, okay.
He knows about these kind of things.
Yeah, no, that gives me complete confidence. Okay, so what did you do?
Well, this is where what my mother would call divine providence comes into play. I might call it serendipity. I realized that there was a librarian in the education department at Oxford who was a weightlifting coach.
Ah.
So I waited until there was nobody in the library, and I kind of sidled up to him and quietly said, am I too old for this gig? And he said, well, there's only one way to find out. And he said, and you're lucky. I said, how can you tell? And he said, well, you're at Lineker College, aren't you? And I said, yeah. And he said, it's got the best weights area in the collegiate university.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, this was so meant to be.
So there I was. No problem at all. Great coach, great gym. And we went and tried it out.
And what was it like, I mean, the first time? Can you remember?
He started off by asking me to squat to see how low I could squat. you know, feet flat on the floor, squat down. How low can you squat? Because he said, it doesn't matter how low or high it is. I just want to know what our baseline is.
Right.
And so I just squatted down pretty low because I'm from Texas. And in Texas, if you want to talk to somebody and you're outside, you just squat down and talk to them.
Okay. I didn't know that.
So I squatted down and he said, it's usually only Asian people who can get that low. Well, okay, so more luck. And he said, well, this is going to be about strength, but also about flexibility. And obviously, you've got some flexibility. And then when I got under the bar to do a squat for the first time, just a bar, very gently, it kind of felt like that's what my body was meant to do. It kind of felt like coming home.
Goodness.
And when you think about it, People have squatted down and picked things up on their backs since we were people.
How has all this wonderful resistance work you've done, how has it affected your health and your bone density? What can you tell us?
Well, I guess I'd like to talk about my health, but also about a few other health issues. First of all, bone density. I have the bone density of a 20-year-old. Miriam Nelson at Harvard has done a large body of work working with women aged between 65 and 90 in care homes. So these are not women who are very independent, getting them to lift what they can lift, whatever it is they can start out lifting, something that's heavy enough so that you couldn't lift it more than five times.
Right.
And she has increased the bone density of 90-year-old women with that program.
Wow, that is fantastic. That's what we want to hear, because I think there's such a concern about the sharp decline in bone density post-menopause. And you know, we're a very sedentary society now. So I think a lot of women are worried about whether they can reverse that and whether they can increase their bone density again with the right approach. So it's really encouraging to hear that.
And it is the right approach. It's not 100 repetitions with one of those, what I'm sorry, we call Barbie weights.
I've got some of those. I know exactly what you mean.
They are often pink. But
mine are orange, I'm just saying.
Yeah, but, but lifting something that, as I say, you could not lift more than five times without resting. So something quite heavy.
Right.
Just what my son said, heavy weights, few repetitions. Not only does it increase your bone density, another thing that might not have been talked about so much in past years is muscle wastage. The technical term is sarcopenia. That is to say, not only do you start losing bone density, but you start losing strength in your muscles.
You do. You can lose up to 40% of your muscle mass by the time you've gone through the menopause.
And you can restore it by lifting heavy weights. The thing about powerlifting is it strengthens all of your main muscles. If you do the three powerlifting weights, plus maybe some abdominals and overhead presses twice a week, you will work all your muscle groups. And you will produce chemicals in your body that tells your muscles to get stronger, because your muscles, if you stress your muscles that just that little bit so that you could are lifting something you could only lift five times, the muscles say, "Whoo, wait a minute, folks, we're going to have to do some work. We better get stronger." And off they go. I get questions like, but I have arthritis. Well, it can control arthritis. I have arthritis. I have moderate arthritis in my knees and all over my body, but mostly my knees. And it's because my muscles are now much stronger around the knees, the arthritis isn't as painful.
Right. Yeah.
People say, won't it hurt my back? It will strengthen your back. It will make your back much stronger. And so it will hold your back together with its muscles. Shouldn't I lose weight first? If you lose weight, the first thing you lose is muscle. So I would say lift first, and then you can think about losing weight. And actually, it doesn't just give you confidence in the gym, it gives you confidence everywhere. One of the things, for example, if you strengthen your muscles through something like powerlifting, if you trip, you catch yourself better. And so physically, it makes you feel more confident. And psychologically, one Christmas, a friend and I had to walk through a group of guys at a bar. And one of them turned to me and said, "Hey, honey, would you like a Christmas kiss?" And
all right.
And I didn't. I mean, the me of a few years back might have got angry or got frustrated or felt dirty. Or I just turned to him and I said, "You know what? I hold all the world records for my age and body weight in powerlifting. I wouldn't mess with me if I were you." And his friends burst out laughing.
Good for you.
He won't do that again soon. It gives you a presence. It gives you confidence in yourself.
So there you are. What a woman. I want to be just like her when I grow up. If you'd like to hear the whole story and pick up all her brilliant advice on strength training, you can find the full episode in Season 3, Episode 6. It's really worth a listen, I promise you. If you're a fan of The Happy Menopause, please do give it a 5-star rating and a short review on Apple Podcasts or whichever platform you listen on. It makes a huge difference to the algorithms, which influence the visibility of the podcast, so that more women can find the show. Because every woman deserves to have a happy menopause. I'll be back soon with another Best Bits. Thanks so much for listening. Bye for now.